It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, the Phils won the NL East last night, first time in a long time. They hadn't done it since 2011. But they got it done. Of course, it's going to be a lot of coverage here on WIP over the next six weeks, because that's about what it'll take to get to early November and hopefully claim that crown. Someone who will be chronicling it with us, for us, and with you for the next many weeks and years to come. The pride of Malvern High School, which tells you, frankly, I don't really have that much to be proud of. Rhea stepped over the line. I'll say it again, which tells you they don't really have that much to be proud of. Hello, Ben Davis.
Top of the morning to you.
And all of it to you, and that was rude of me, and I take it back. They got a lot to be proud of.
It's Malvern Prep.
What'd I say?
Malvern High School.
Yeah, well, Malvern Prep. Well, there's Malvern Prep, then there's The Prep, but that's a whole nother matter. Shout out to both schools. Hello, a bigger shout out to The Prep. All right, Ben, they did it last night. Look, we knew they probably would at some point. They finally got it done. What, from your vantage point, what stood out to you? The celebration, they went hard. Now, we don't know how much they actually drank. We know they spilled more than they drank.
Correct.
There was a massive, puddle isn't what you'd call it. It was like an ocean.
No, that's flooding.
Yeah, T-Mac said it was like a lake in there.
Right, it was a lake. So, Ben, what'd you make of it? I mean, it was quite a night.
It was a great night. It was a group win. Aaron pitched tremendously. They got a big home run early on from JT and obviously Schwarber later on. And just a good team win. I think they were just ticked off it had taken that long to get there. But the bottom line is they won the East. It was the second of their goals. And they just, they have the next one is to get the best record in the National League and hopefully all in baseball. So they have that home field advantage throughout.
How did you feel about the way they handled the celebration of last night? It was excessive to see, in some people's minds. I going into it, thought I wanted to see them sort of restrain themselves, and then I think I got caught up in it, and I got so happy and excited watching them be happy that I forgot that I wanted them to be composed and everything. Well, how were they supposed to act?
Well, I think they were a little more subdued on the field, and then I think once they got inside and everybody started popping champagne and throwing the beers around, I think it started to escalate a little bit more, and understandably so, because you can never take for granted getting into the playoffs. You can never take for granted winning your division, which is a very good division.
Yeah.
And to having gone through, I know the Braves sustained a lot of injuries, but so have the Phillies. Not to the extent and the duration that the Braves had, but the Phillies throughout the course of the season, they've had a lot of guys on the IL and big name guys.
Sure have.
MVPs.
Yeah, you're
on
right.
Batting leaders on the IL.
Right.
So I think it all kind of came out in that celebration, and I have no issues with how they celebrated.
I thought it was interesting last night, just the dichotomy. You saw the contrast with the older guys out on the field. Even some of the guys, you saw them in there with the beer flying a foot deep. The puddles, their socks are soaked, and then they're out on the field with their family, with their little children and their wives, and there is this, I don't know, responsibility that you also see that's pulling them back, and I believe, like, it feels like they are treating this postseason like a responsibility, in a responsible way, using the last two postseasons as reference points. They're adults about this, and I think that was reflected in
I will say this. And I don't say this to rain on the parade, of which I'm extremely excited as a Philadelphia Phillies fan, that they won a division last night and celebrated pretty hard. But I will tell you this. If guys miss tonight's game because they partied to the point where they're going to miss tonight's game and they're a half a game behind the Dodgers with five games to go to get the number one seed, I think that's a mistake. I'm just telling you point blank. I believe that. I really do. Now, I know there might be some people out there that disagree with me, and we can hear from you, 215-592-9494. And in no way am I trying to turn the whole show into that, because the bigger focus is the accomplishment, the fantastic season, the joy of being a Phillies fan in this era where obviously it's not only going on, but will continue to go on. I mean, this team's not going to play peekaboo and not be around next year. Okay, they're going to be back in the playoffs next year. They'll probably make the playoffs 5 or 6 straight years, maybe 7. Like, they got a great squad. They got a big payroll. They got great pitching. They got notable hitters. They got one of the best players of this era in Bryce Harper. They got one of the best players of this era in Zach Wheeler. But I will tell you, they're going to get the bye no matter what. That one seed should matter a lot.
And they know it matters.
Are guys going to miss time tonight because of how they celebrate?
They already know the lineup. They already know the lineup tonight. We know JT's not pitching. Tanner Banks, I believe, is starting. I think it's going to be Banks, Allard, and Walker. But they know who's going to be starting. And a lot of these guys were scheduled for a day off anyway. They've played, you know.
But here's the thing, Ben. They're also going to get a week off starting on Monday.
They know.
I mean, when I say a week, about 5 days.
Yeah.
Pedal to the metal, man. One freaking seat on the line. I know the Dodgers had home field in 08, and I'd have to figure out 09. 09, I think the Phillies had it. Look, we know this can go either way. We saw with Arizona last year, you can win a game 7 on another team's turf, home, field, whatever. I get that. But, keep going, guys.
It's different here. The Phillies are 28-13 at CBP all time in the playoffs.
Yep.
That's the highest winning percentage of any team, minimum of 20 games played in any ballpark. That's pretty good.
Well, it's incredible considering they lost 2 in a row to end the season last year.
Yeah, that's legit.
All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up, some of the sounds of last night on the field, after the game, what John Middleton said, what Rob Thompson said, what Bryce Harper said, we're going to get to that. Jaws joins us at 7:25. Brandon Graham in studio for a half hour starting at 7:40. Plus, 8:40 today, Nick Sirianni. We will go inside the decisions he made. The heat he is obviously facing from the fan base, many of whom are not happy with him, even though the Eagles did get a road win as an underdog in a tough environment on Sunday. All of that and more, your phone calls on all of these topics, and really more than anything today, to celebrate a great Philly season.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.